I think one of the main things that we bang on about during this week is that this week is not for bereaved parents. We live this day in, day out. This is to raise awareness. Yeah. So if you are finding it tough this week, either access any more support from us that you need to, or step away from social media, just do what you need to do.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Still Parents podcast. It is Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. I'm Dan. I'm here, as always, with Ryan Jackson. Hello there, Ryan Jackson.
Hello there, Daniel Kelly. Where's Matthew Whitehouse?
Why is he not here again?
He's just not as committed as you and me. Got a bit too big for his boots, isn't he? I don't know how, with those toes.
On this particular episode, with this year's theme of Baby Loss Awareness Week being Together We Care, we thought, as well as having our ambassadors on throughout the week, Kelly Jean-Philippe, Will Ellis and Matt McConnell in Australia, we'll also have a chat with some of the fine people who work here at the Lily May Foundation and have to put up with this man every single day.
And they cannot wait.
Yeah. One of them is, and it's been a long time actually since she joined us on the podcast, is the better half of the Jackson family. It is wife Amy.
Is this my cue?
Yeah, that's where you say hello.
Well, I've got to pretend I'm having fun. Well, I want to be here.
No, I'd rather you don't pretend. Just be yourself. And if you're in the right mood, then it's you who's going to come across that way. So don't worry. How are you, Amy?
Hi, I am fine.
Good.
I am good. I am here.
Working hard as ever.
Working hard as ever. Somebody has got to work hard out of the two of us.
Yeah, and that would be it. That's joking it. Aside, I do see how hard you're working. Yeah. First thing Amy said to me when I walked into the office today was, as she always does, which is inspect my lunch and then tell me what she doesn't like about it.
It stank.
Yeah.
What else can I say? It stank.
Yeah. What did it smell of, Amy?
Poo.
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, yeah. Also joining us today is Chantel Dennis, who... am I saying your surname correct? It's not Denis, is it?
No.
I've never known.
Yeah. She's not that posh.
Denis.
Chantel Denis.
Chantel Denis.
Sounds like a French.
She works at Legs 11. So Chantel, who we've not heard on the podcast before, but works here at the Lily May Foundation and has a story with her other half as well, which maybe we'll get to if you come onto the show for a full episode at some point. But right now, your face is looking at me as if to say, I don't even want to do these 10 minutes, let alone a full episode.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Yes, I'm good. The reason why we've got you both in is because this year's theme for Baby Loss Awareness Week is Together We Care. And you guys spend each and every day in the office, not only surrounding each other, but the reason why the foundation's here in the first place. So, no, to be serious for a moment, what does Together We Care mean for you guys? Because it's one of those which, obviously, it's a good headline. It's very clear what it means, but it can also sometimes be misinterpreted as perhaps a platitude, you know. So how do you actually really, on a week like this, and, you know, throughout your day-to-day work that you do here, show that you care?
So I think one of the biggest things that we always talk about, especially when Baby Loss Awareness Week comes up, is the fact that this is not just 1 week a year for us. And that kind of comes into play with that Together We Care. The whole kind of existence of the charity is to show that when families do lose a baby, that they're not on their own and that we are here to support them, to be that extra family for them and to just be that shining light and support them, really.
How do you care for each other within the office? Because obviously office life and office culture, everyone's busy, and some days it would be a bit weird if it was any other way. But sometimes people get frustrated with each other. That's just not... But how do you show within this environment that you are actually still caring together?
We don't have time to. No, we do. No, and actually we got asked this. We did a talk recently about the charity, and this is one of the questions that we got afterwards. Was obviously this is a very hard job day in, day out when you've got your own experience as well. So what do we do to look after our staff?
Yeah.
And it is something that I think we do well.
You do well.
Okay. we do tend to keep it very lighthearted, I think, because obviously the topic that we talk about and the work that we do day in, day out can be very heavy. We try to ensure that within the office, we look after each other, especially when our own baby's birthdays come up. As a team, kind of put extra support in. We try and kind of share the load, really. And we are very good at just making sure that if one person is struggling, we can offer other things, flexible working, etc., to look after each other.
Chantel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
How long have you been?
Cave.
How long? Yeah, yeah. Does it smell like a man cave?
It does.
Oh wow. Okay.
It really does. It really does. Yeah,
that might be Ryan's new wash bag he's just had delivered.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with that. I'm complaining about that. I'm vinted.
How long have you been part of the Lily May Foundation then, Chantel?
So I've been supported by the charity for the last 10 years wow. and working here 4.5 years now.
So it's a slightly different, I guess, way of looking at it with you because you're, you know, working with Ryan and Amy, but coming into the company and coming into the charity, how have you found it, especially maybe from the early days when you first started working here and that workplace culture and knowing that those days when you need a moment and not, you know, notwithstanding the reasons why you're here in the first place, how have you found that and how has that sort of evolved over the time that you've been here?
I think the charity's massively evolved. From going from one support room to a bigger premises where, yeah, it just shows that the charity's like really grown and amazing that we're able to offer like different forms and different levels of support.
Do you do the one-to-ones as well?
Yeah.
How have you found that? Because so you're offering the Together We Care. So that's coming from you. You're representing not only yourself, but the Lily May Foundation.
It's really rewarding to be able to give something back. Yeah, I in a funny way, I really love my job and enjoy that.
Why is that in a funny way? Is that because of like the elephant in the room here?
Yeah.
Do you find that it helps you as well? Just talking or hearing about other people? And when they come and they're opening up to you, does that sometimes help yourself?
Yeah, so definitely knowing that they've got that support and you've got that connection with them. Yeah. It's a very rewarding job.
When Chantel first accessed the support, a lot of the things that we are offering now were not available.
Such as?
You didn't have one-to-one support because that wasn't around. That only started in 2018. Some of the more flexible groups in terms of the walk and talk group, the self-care stuff, none of that was around. It was literally the monthly support group on a Tuesday evening. That was the only way that we were able to offer support back then.
Right.
And that was the only support that you offered. So again, I think when you've been in that position and seen what you got from that level of support, and then we can turn it around and now we can offer all these different ways of supporting people. You can see what you're doing and how different it is from what you received back then.
So you now
which
do
was obviously brilliant back then, wasn't it? But it's so different, and so much more now.
So you now do all of these things. So there's multiple different ways that you offer support, and that is underlining the theme of Together We Care, but we do care, but there's multiple ways you can do it. So maybe someone might not be ready for the one-to-one and they can go to the support groups, which I'm guessing it's more of an, it's one of those environments where you can just listen. You don't necessarily have to talk if you want.
Yeah. And I think, again, that Together We Care, it's not just us together as the Lily May team or the staff that care.
Yeah.
It's if you access a support group, you will meet other people that are going through similar things. And as a shared kind of group, collectively, just that togetherness and being able to share your own stories, but listen to other people's stories as well, just definitely relieves isolation and just shows that, people are there who do care and who do want to support you and help you through one of the toughest times in your life.
Do you ever have one-to-one sessions with each other?
No.
Why not?
I see enough of him at home, to be honest. No, we don't have one-to-ones with each other, but we do have one-to-ones with a supervisor because, again, it's important that, and that this probably answers your question from earlier better, because of the job that we do and the nature of the work, it's important that we do have somebody to talk through any issues with clients, any kind of things that we've got going on, etc., so that we're in the best possible place to support as well. I think one of the main things that we bang on about during this week is that this week is not for bereaved parents. We live this day in, day out. This is to raise awareness.
Yeah.
So if you are finding it tough this week, either access any more support from us that you need to, or step away from social media, just do what you need to do. And do approach us because we do care.
How about you, Chantel? Anything you want to add to that? Or has Amy about said it all? These two are passing notes to each other like they're at school. Will you kiss me?
Absolutely not.
The last time we had a kiss, she got pregnant.
I wish that was the note.
Yeah. Oh. Chantelle, thank you very much for joining us on this mini episode for Baby Loss Awareness Week. Amy, to you as well.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's it. How did that go for you? Because you were a bit apprehensive about coming on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you not like doing stuff like this?
No. Yeah. And then I get two in my head. Yeah. I get two in my head and I'm like, I can't.
Amy, come on, can hear you. I can't hear you when your microphone's over there. Trying to listen to Chantelle's answer in the background. Can you remember what you said? Oh yeah. What? Do you not? You kind of shy away from this sort of thing normally, or is it something?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just better behind a door.
Better behind a door. Wow. Well, on that note,
I am better behind a door, not in a man cave.
Right. Oh, okay. You want to get out and get some Febreze in here? I see. Well, listen. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
All the links for previous episodes of the Still Parents podcast amongst Baby Loss Awareness Week for previous years, you can find in the description for this, and we will be back tomorrow. Thank you very much, everybody. Cheers, Chantelle. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.